Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Erika Group third quarter and nine-month 2023 results conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Giulio Cocchi, CEO of Erika. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for joining our quarterly call. Let's move directly to slide number three. Now, that is the summary of probably the toughest quarter in the very tough, I would say, last 12 months. Net sales were 106 million, declining almost 16% organic, basically for a persisting weak market demand in the cooking business and in all the geographies we are playing our game. The big hit came also from the motor division, where we mentioned it in our H1 call. June was a very negative month, and it was the first month of a period in which we noticed the market falling at a rate of -30%, with a strong restocking phase from all of our key customers. In this scenario, we have been able to protect our margin despite a very important volume effect. This, of course, comes from the flexibility of our industrial footprint and the strong work on the organization and on the cost control. EBITDA margin was even better than the same period of last year. EBIT was in the region of 5%, so losing 0.5 percentage points versus the same period of last year. With falling revenues, we have been able to keep the leverage under control, and we have opportunities for the last part of the year coming from a strong inventories reduction plan to arrive to the end of the year with an inventory level that is lower versus what it was last year. If we move to the following slide, this is the summary of the first nine months of 2023. So an organic growth, negative growth of 13%, which we have largely commented, and that depends from the demand trend that was basically worsening quarter after quarter since H2 last year. We have been able to defend our margins. Operating profit so far is 19.4 million euro, meaning 5.4% of revenue. 19.4 million euros, by the way, is the full year EBIT margin of 2019. So again, this is for what we have created so far, a company that is able to sustain completely different dynamics defending its margin. And net financial position, meaning the leverage, is, as I mentioned, under control. If you look to the graph on the right side of the slide, you can see the revenue trend on the first line and the margin trend on the second line. Now, 40 million euros revenue less from quarter three 2023 and quarter one 2022 meant slightly more than 1 point of operating margin loss. That means that all the action that we put in place, the movement of the production between Italy and Poland, the de-complexity project, the work on the organization, the price increases allowed us to digest 60 million of inflation that were not fully in quarter one 2022, worked well. Now, moving to the industry trend, I leave the words to Stefania.
So good afternoon to everybody. Going forward to the industry trend, where this time, in order to give you more insight about the performance of our motor division, we also added some information that is coming from the Heating Industry Association about the trend. So, start from slide number 6 and start from the cooking. This slide shows the Europe cooker hoods market that for us, as you know, represents more than 80% of our cooking turnover. And it's confirmed to stay negative, still again after 5 consecutive quarters. So moving to the next slide. So before to go through the number of the industry trend of cooking, we'd like to share with you some information about the market scenario, where it's different according to the channel distribution. What we are seeing for channel like VDEP and do it for yourself, so the mass market, is still a matter of pricing down rather than volumes. Instead of premium market, where we are playing with our brand, the information that we're gathering is that the market is facing a double-digit negative trend. So coming back now to comment this slide, moving to slide number 7. This data is coming from the official source, that is AHAM, that is reporting a market relating to the cooking side. So this snapshot is related to the cooking side. That is means that involve not only ventilation, but also induction hobs, electric hobs, gas hobs, and fridge cookers, excluding microwaves. As you can see, it seems that the market is recovering, slightly recovering quarter by quarter, and the Q3 recorded a -1%. But if you go only to the ventilation segment in the below box, so you have a snapshot with a focus on the ventilation products, you can see that the ventilation is still double-digit negative also in Q3. So starting from the beginning of the year, -19, second quarter -34, and the last quarter -19. It still represents 40% of the market. By the way, is the official data that we are gathered from the North America. Moving to slide number 8, and this is the trend of the European heating industry, and the official data that is coming by the association. This data is only specific to boilers, that is our reference market for our motor division, and is not including the heat pumps, for which we will speak later on. As you know, we launched this product in the last part of the year. So as you can see, during the Q2, there was an important drop of demand versus the previous quarter, -30%. Due to the uncertainty of regulation and the reduction in some countries, also the block of the incentives like the super bonus. With a volume that you can see in Q2 that came back to the pre-COVID period. We still don't have an official data for the Q3, but our expectation is to see a further worsening according to measures that have been taken by the heating customer in terms of stock reduction. Going now to the sales dynamics, and so slide number 10. So in Q3, sales -80%, out of which 2 points are related to currency effects, mainly dollar and ruble. The negative market trend and the pressure on the mix due to the lower consumers still continue to affect our results. And on top of this, there is an important drop on the motor division. The first 9 months, overall turnover, 360 million, with a drop of -14%, that is means less 60 million versus last year. Moving to slide number 11, the performance by state region, that basically the Q3 is almost in line to what we recorded in the first 6 months. No changes in terms of in Plateau region. And among them are not comparable, since in America is a market mainly related to the B2B customer, and in EMEA is a market where there is not only cooking division, but also a model division, and there is both UM and our brand. And so we can move to next slide number 12, the sales performance by business. Here you have the breakdown for the Q3 of the -16% of the organic loss. So -32 is coming from motors. We have already shared which are the reason behind this loss during this quarter. And the cooking division -10.9% versus the last quarter, that is almost in line with the market. And moving to slide number 13, here you have also the breakdown for what is concerning the cooking division between UM customer and home brand. As you can see, -17% UM customer, that is improving versus the first 6 months where we recorded a loss of -30%. And our own brand, -6.4, so a resilient performance versus the market. And also you can see the year-to-date number for our brand result versus the last year is -5.5%. Moving to slide number 15, in terms of the profit and loss, we have already comment the top line for Q3, and if you go to the EBITDA chart, you can see that despite -23 million less versus the last year, we increased our EBIT margin 10.8% versus 10% of the last year, and this is the reason that we confirm that we did a strong job in terms of cost-based alignment to the sales drop and the project execution. Also in terms of the EBIT, we are close to the last year, 5% versus 5.5%. And if you take into consideration the impact of the volume of the mix effect without action, the impact in our results would be around 3 points, and we have able to offset almost all the total gap that is coming from the volume drop. The group net profit at 1.8 million is a double in the quarter respect to the last year, thanks to the EBIT reported projection that in terms of absolute value is more aligned with the last year. Thank you also to the healthy financial cost management, and finally also to a positive tax rate impact. In terms of results of the first 9 months, in terms of EBIT, as you can see, 19.4 million are the same result of the full year 2019, but with that one quarter in advance, with 120 million less than the full year 2019. Moving to slide number 16, in terms of net financial position, we keep the same level aligned with the last year despite the revenue drop, and we were able to finance it around 16 million of cash out for M&A, for the last tranche also of the footprint relocation for the buyback done during the Q3, and also the payment of Elica dividend in July. There was an impact, a negative impact of net working capital that is around 8 million versus last year, but we are still working on our supply chain finance program for more customers. As you know, the last year we did a very great job thank you to this program that allow us to offset all the net, almost the negative impact on net working capital. We are continuing to carry on this program with more customers, and we have also an inventory reduction plan ongoing to reduce the stock at least 10% respect to the value at the end of September. I leave the stage to Giulio for next slide.
So, what we wanted to point out here before coming to the conclusion is that despite it's a difficult year, part of a very difficult 18-month path, we still believe we changed the company. We are more positioned today than yesterday to achieve our midterm targets. We are defending our shares in Europe. We are growing our market share in America, where you saw a market at, for our reference product at minus 15, but basically our brand performance in North America will be flat year on year. We are losing half of the market for what concerns our brand sales in Europe, and we are gaining projects and share in the motor division despite that specific segment of our business now is under a perfect storm, I would say. Why we believe, we strongly believe, that we are still there, that we are stronger than we were before, despite what is happening now to our industry. Because we are in the right segment, because we made the right decision. No? First of all, heat pumps. In December, we will start the production in Poland. I will be there Monday and Tuesday next week just to double check that everything is fine and to motivate the team. This is the trend that is expected to come from that segment in the incoming years. Even if there is a formula mistake, even if it is itself, we are in. And we are in with one of the best name in this industry, and we have the queue of big brands that want to work with us. So this is a big opportunity that we still haven't seen in our numbers. If we move to the following slide, we mentioned many times, not the fact that Elica now is different also from a product offer. In the next Salone del Mobile in April 2024, what we have been seeding this year with our customers, silently, I would say, saving costs, going around with our show trailer more than shouting on advertising, will be on the floor, ready to be sold. So not only love, but also our induction hobs, the full range of ovens developed with Ilve, the full range of wine cellars. This will be strongly pushed and will be something that will completely change also our catalog. Together with a rebranding campaign that will start at the beginning of next year that will that will promote Elica not only as a leading specialist in aspiration, but as a leading brand within the kitchen. Moving forward to the next slide, induction. Induction is a big opportunity. Today, if you are producing gas, you have a problem, unless you didn't start a couple of years ago to change your production, to change the perception that your customers have of your capabilities. This year, we started also a project to be the first one, the first brand to enter in North America with induction. No? Nikola Tesla, but also induction hubs. From July, we are producing in Mexico. We will be the first brand that will get this trend in the U.S. If you see the development between the chart on the top of the slide and the one on the bottom that represents Europe, there is a huge opportunity of growth. And we know that the direction will be seeing induction winning and gas and traditional electric losing. In Europe, again, Nikola Tesla family, you know very well the story. This year we started with our induction hubs proposal. We are in the right trend. We know that we are in a trend that once the specific waste will pass, will keep on growing as it did in the last 6 years. Moving to the following slide, distribution. Southeast Appliances is the first boot on the ground to have more control of our distribution in North America, together with ILPE. So together with ILPE, from a side, we are completing our product range. On the other side, we are approaching a new distribution path together. We have the expertise, we have the sales force, we have a factory in Mexico, which is relevant when you talk about North America. They have the range cookers, which is a product without which it's very difficult to win in the US. Together, we open this company in Florida. We have basically doubled our sales force by sharing the cost and also sharing the potential versus the distribution. And we are working to implement the same project for Canada. No, and again, next year, whatever additional opportunity we see together with them, that can be the western part of the US, that can be Australia, we are already thinking how to proceed together. So, closing remarks. Before going to the final conclusion, if you move to the slide, you see that we started back to advertise our offering the very last part of the year. So from a side, we are controlling our cost. On the other side, we understood that is the right moment, despite there is still an important crisis in our sector, to telling the people the value of our products, the competitiveness of our offer, the design content in every product we brand. No, this will be accompanying our path till December, but what we know is that next year, with all these tools that we have, we will have to go to be more soundy from an advertising point of view, from a visibility point of view, from a market support and new product launch point of view. So we know that this next year, it will be a year where, while we are completing our offer, while we are completing our distribution, while we are, as always, defending our margins in a market that will not grow, we will have to invest also in ourselves, in our image, in our distribution, in our new range, in the potential that we can give to our customers. To close up, how do we see the year so far? I mentioned at the beginning, difficult 9 months. All of our sectors are under pressure. You know very well the reasons, high rates, housing market, inflation, which is still high, uncertain regulation that is affecting mainly the motor division, and low consumer confidence. We are defending our margin. We did the right things in the last couple of years, so this year we are generating revenues and cash to keep financing our business, our vision, our key projects. Maintaining a debt which is healthy and which is also covered by an intelligent, I would say, debt structure that we closed in 2020 at that year rate. We expect a year with a revenue that will be in the region of minus 15% versus last year. Now, what we see also looking to our order portfolio is bringing us to this number, million more or million less, it doesn't make so much difference. Our priorities remain the one I mentioned before, so to defend our market shares, to defend our growth, branded growth in North America, to keep enlarging our product range and distribution, and for what concerns the motor division, to complete the hydrogen certification, and moreover, to start producing a pump in order to be ready 1st of January to serve our customers. We foresee an operating margin drop versus last year of almost 50 basis points and a leverage that will be in line with what we are commenting now for quarter three. Ready to start a year that will be difficult, 2024. We know there are no reason to imagine that the demand dynamics, at least in the first three quarters, will be different from the one we are living now. but they will be full of projects that will start delivering some results. Thank you.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. We kindly ask you to use handsets when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from Alessandro Cecchini of Equita. Please go ahead.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for taking my questions. I do one by one in order to be more effective. My first question is about the potential sales contribution in 2024 coming from new products, new clients, like Home Depot, and potentially new products also in the motor division. So, for the heat pumps, if you could elaborate a little bit more, how much sales you expect, considering, I would say, flattish market, as you recently said, what kind of additional sales you expect for next year coming from these bulks? Thanks.
Thank you, Alessandro. So, cooking business, what we expect from, let's say, new project or new customers or what has been launched by the end of this year, so we are not fully visible in 2024. Now, I'll consider it as a delta versus this year. We expect 3 million, more or less, coming from North America, coming from new customers, no, and Southeast appliances mainly Southeast appliances. Now, that started in September, so add a minimal carryover also on next year. We expect almost 3 million on top of the 2 million that we will have in 2023. Coming from new products. Of course, we are being cautelative in this approach because a market that is suffering is a market that which is not, receiving at this moment. We expect another couple of million coming from B2B projects, so new customer, product range complexion, initiatives that will see the beginning in some phases in the second half of next year, but that are already under approval phase from our customers, so we have them in our hands. This means roughly 8 million of beneficial effect of new initiatives. For what concerns the motor division, we in this moment, we are foreseeing 40,000 units dealing with our main heat pump customers, which is Vaillant. Now, also, a lot of this depends from their visibility on their market. Now, as we probably mentioned in another couple of meetings, their forecast at the beginning of the year, I met them in February, was 100,000, but if we invested to double our production capability within this year, it would have been also almost 150. Then it became 70. Now, what we understand dealing with them is that 30-40 should be a safe baseline for 2024. This means revenue-wise, roughly 3 million euro additional revenue. So let's say 8 plus 3, we expect 11 million coming from new product and customer initiatives.
Okay, thank you for this. And also about speaking about next year, 2024, so I was just wondering if you could elaborate a little more how much of organic sales growth you need in order to, I would say, achieve 6 or 7% EBIT margin. That was, your previous target in terms of adjusted EBIT margin. So just to have a sort of sensitivity, of course, given the current macro conditions, is difficult, but maybe a sensitivity could be interesting in order to understand if, for instance, with this 2-3% organic growth, what kind of margins you can have next year, all other, cost items remain at these levels.
Okay. So here is, I'll try to arrive there step by step. No? So we achieved the 6% EBIT margin in 2021, where volumes were running, there was no that much of inflation, no? Because if I remember well, the inflationary effect started in the second half of the year, but we didn't have completed, we were announcing, so we didn't start with the relocation of our industrial assets in Poland. Then we did with 542 million euro revenues. The following year, the revenues was 549, something like that. There was a huge inflation, 60 million, and there was not, again, if we increased our prices, we reduced brutally, I would say, our cost base, and we closed with a 6%. This year, the market, starting from the second part of last year, but this year, on the full impact on the year, the market is absolutely suffering. So this minus 15 is what we imagine will represent the full year average of year on year. We are getting a benefit of, I would say, 7 million, 80 million euros from price reduction, inflation on raw materials, components, and energy. But we have implemented last year our industrial footprint in Poland. That means that we will close with an EBIT of 5.5%. So we have recovered half of the way the size we have lost, 60 million volumes. In my point of view, with the top line in the region of 520, 530 million, we go largely above 7. At the same time, as I mentioned during the advertising part of the presentation, next year will be an important year in which we will reduce, we will keep under control our cost base as we did basically in the last 2 years, but at the same time, we have to invest in ourselves, in our visibility, in our distribution, in our customers, no, in order to push the new products, the new brands, more, I would say, effectively than we did silently this year. No, so, again, the potential is still there, it's absolutely there. To do more than 7 is, let's say, is a matter of keep delivering the projects and waiting the market to normalize and start to be the best boring appliances market, +1, +2, -1, -2. No, but again, with this potential, now we have also to invest in our new product range, in our catalogs, in the distribution, in the display of our customers. Otherwise, we have a lot of new things, but we are not communicating them in a proper way, also in a future perspective logic.
Okay, so, okay, thank you for this comment. And about, I mean, tax rate, I saw that was, still running at 22-23%. I was wondering if this level is something that after the reorganization is your new normative level in terms of tax rate, and if you could elaborate a little bit more on your net financial expenses for the 9 months. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Alessandro, for the question. Starting from the tax rate, the year-to-date, yes, it's right, we are around 23% of the tax rate on average, respect to the last year that was around 34%. The reason yes, partially coming from the new organization. So the movement of the production to Poland due to the fact that we have a good tax rate, thank you to the we are belonging to an economic special zone in terms of tax region. So we have a contribution from this point of view. The second reason is coming also from the mixed region. The current year, what's happening in terms of mixed country, that due to the fact that the Mexican region, the American region, is performing worse versus the last year, and is a region with the highest tax rate for the group, this gives us a positive tax rate mix. So we have two double effects: the positive contribution of Poland and also the unfortunately negative mix coming from the Mexican region. Regarding your second question of the financial cost, so thank you to the fact that, as you know, the main part of our long-term, mid-term debt is referring to the club deal that has been closed in 2020 with a fixed tax rate that has been covered, interest rate, sorry, 1%, around 1.2%. Where we are not seeing our numbers so big impact in terms of financial costs. With respect to the last year, the impact is only related to the short-term debt, and a small part of mid-term that we set on top of the club deal. Overall, the total amount is less than 1 million more respect to the last year.
Okay, so basically out of 4.3 million...
Roughly 600 key euro that is coming from short-term interest rate, and 400 key euro that is coming from mid-term.
Okay, I was just asking, I mean, out of 4.3 million of financial expenses, how much were poor financial expenses and how much is Forex, something that is, I mean, not recurring, I would say.
Around 2 million are related to the financial costs.
Okay, thank you.
And the last year, as you know, there was the positive impact of the ruble that has been absorbed during the last part of the year. So for the moment, okay, you still see a negative impact of financial costs versus the last year, because the last year, in the first 9 months, there was a positive effect of ruble.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from Emanuele Negri of Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, everybody, and thanks for taking my question. I have two questions. The first one is about demand. You said that you do not expect demand to stabilize or to improve in the last quarter of this year in both the business unit, cooking and motors. So I was wondering, when do you think that recovery will start? Also considering that next year, starting from the first quarter, we'll have an easier comparison base. So this is the first one.
So when do we think that the recovery will start is difficult. We will be, everybody will be rich if we know the answer, apart from the jokes, Emanuele. One thing we're sure, motor division, I start from the toughest one, but the easy one to answer. Now, motor division started to drop dramatically in June. Now, this didn't affect our performance in the first 6 months, which remained positive or in line with the previous year, but is strongly evident in the second half of the year. Now, it is, I would say, reasonable to imagine that this minus 30, maybe minus 20, 25, will carry over at least in the first part of the year. Now, there are no reasons to imagine that something will change. There is a destocking phase that needs to be evaluated for sure, that may decrease the effect of this drop, but for sure the first 6 months in the motor division will be tough. Then we expect the demand in that specific segment to normalize, so to represent the next baseline. For cooking division, we imagine that we are almost there, despite the data of the third quarter are scary, because to be minus 10 versus last year means to be minus 22 or 23 versus 2021, which is a lot. We expect that overall the demand should have reached this baseline, with some, how can I say, question marks and some opportunities. Opportunities are those markets where the drop was inexplicably too high, and that we are seeing with some, how can I say, vital signs, like Spain, like some smallest countries, like the same UK. The risks are on those couple of markets, which are important markets, France and Italy, where this year, especially in the second one, so far, let's say, we have been very good, no? And we are market leader, but we haven't seen a huge drop in the demand like in other markets. So some negative carryovers may be in this market. Overall, we imagine that the cooking market is at the baseline. No? But there are some opportunities and some situations that we need to understand how they will develop in the next years. We know that kitchen makers, which are a big part of our customer base, especially in Italy, are pushing a lot on promo, on motivation, on sales plan, in order to give some positive signals to a market that they start to understand is not growing, no, is still suffering.
Okay, thanks. And the second one is on the motors division. Can you provide us a bit more detail on the trends in the different product category, meaning the heating part and the ventilation part? How was the trend in the third quarter, and if you see different trend in the next quarter?
I would say that the next quarter heating, which is the one which is suffering the most, is coherent with the graph that Stefania showed during the market trend part of the presentation. So in that chart, that was already showing a minus 30, Germany was missing. Now Germany dropped down from July on. So what we see is a minus 25, minus 30. Now, just to give you some reference, a customer like Vaillant that was used to buy 22 to 25,000 motors every month in quarter three was ordering an average of 5,000, 7,000 motors per month. Now we see a small improvement in the very last part of the year, but again, it's not that much significant to show a trend inversion. No, we're still there. The ventilation part is coherent with what we see in our ventilation business, in the appliances one. No? Our EMC Fine division produces motors for heating, but also for ventilation, so cooker hoods and ovens. No? And the trend is exactly the one we see on the B2B side of, because our customers are the big OEM the brands of our cooking business. So again, we do not expect any different signal on every improvement so far, and we don't expect a trend inversion next year. A flattening of the trend, so a baseline, probably yes.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is from Carlo Maritano of Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. I just have a couple of questions. The first one is on investments. In the first 9 months, you have done almost the same investment of last year. So I was wondering if you expect in 2023 CapEx to amount broadly to the same level of last year. And finally, on raw materials, in the previous call, you indicated some 3 to 4 million euros of improvement in the second part of the year. I was wondering if you think this estimate to be still reasonable, or if you have seen any movement in raw material prices that could change this view. Thank you.
Okay. Regarding the CapEx investment, yes, in terms of investment, we are aligned versus last year, but our estimation that due to the reduction of volume, also due to the protection of our net financial position, we are seeing the priority of the CapEx according to the strategic investment. So we are carrying on all the investments that are strategic for our growth for the future. But at the same time, to keep a percentage that is almost in line at the 4%, that is mean not the 23 million that we did last year, but we are around 19-20 million of CapEx. If you remember the last year during the Q4, we did almost the 40% of the total CapEx of the year. So during the current year, we review our priority according to growth. The second question is relating to the raw material. In terms of raw material, during the current year, respect to the 60 million of impact that we got during the 2022, the expectation is to see around 8 million of a positive effect, so to recover the 15% of the total cost of the last year. In terms of raw material trend for the next year, we are seeing that we expect to recover almost the same percentage, so almost the 15% also for the next year, that means around 8 million, that is coming from cooking for the raw material like carbon steel, and we are also a review. In terms of electronics part, we don't see any kind of recovery in terms of price, but we are doing it to review our source, so try to introduce also double source, so leverage the price in terms of negotiation. So we expect from cooking to get around 5 million positive effect. And in terms of motors, we expect to have the remaining amounts that are around 3 million that is coming from the magnetic steel, a small amount of copper. So roughly, we expect to have the same impact of the current year. So in 2 years, we recover almost the 30% of the impact that we recorded in 2022.
Thank you.
For any further questions, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is a follow-up from Emanuele Negri with Mediobanca. Please go ahead.
Yes, just a quick follow-up. I know that the market context is quite tough, and maybe you are prioritizing other investment categories, but do you see any opportunities from M&A emerging from the current declining valuation in the reference market?
Yes, we do. As we mentioned in other location, is a complicated process, especially in a moment in which the multiples should be going down. No? And this is what's happening in the stock exchange, but it doesn't happen in the world outside of the stock exchange. We have some initiatives that we are working on, again, always in the direction of range completion and geographies coverage. So we are it remains one of the priorities that we are working on, no? with the proper time, considering also the situation, considering also how much it costs the debt, so it must be a project that is not dilutive in our margins and that come back with rates to pay in the region of 6-7%. So it must be really effective.
Thanks.
Mr. Cocci, there are no more questions registered at this time. You have the floor for your closing remarks.
Very good. Thank you for joining our call. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.